Now, Sports Talk with Broads. Here's Hunter Brody.
A lot of screaming a curse, okay? I'm fucking fired up today. A lot of screaming a curse. Before we get to that screaming, though, if you're new to the channel, make sure you hit that subscribe button. Thank you all so much. Hit the thumbs up button as well. And I want to thank everybody for all the crazy, wild support this past week, filling in for Mikey Miss on the last Friday and filling in for Anthony Gargano all this week on 97.5 The Fanatic. The people who tune in, call in, tweet throughout the show, you are all the best. I love you so much. Over on Twitter, at Broads81 is my personal account. Go over there, smash the follow button there too. I greatly appreciate it. With that being said, enjoy the show. Ding, ding, ding. Round 5 for Ben Simmons in the city of Philadelphia. So Keith Pompey of the Philadelphia Inquirer is reporting that Ben Simmons wants out. He does not want to remain a Philadelphia 76er, and he even intends on sitting out a training camp. Now, the Sixers can fine him, and it would be a cat-and-mouse game. Who's going to crack first? A chicken game, a game of chicken, if you will. That's basically how it's going to play out. But ultimately, the inevitable is written in the stars, right? A few weeks ago, Kendrick Perkins reported it. Everyone somewhat thought that it was all jokes and it meant nothing because it was from a hot take ESPN personality, but where there's smoke, there's fire. We went through this all with Carson Wentz and the debacle that just occurred last season. On top of that, there was a podcast about a week ago or so who dropped similar information, and here we are. Rich Paul, Clutch Sports, it's going to be an issue. Why? Because Jason Dumas is reporting that there's a high chance Tyrese Maxey will be a part of any Ben Simmons trade. Rich Paul would like both of his clients out of Philadelphia. There's a few local Philadelphia-based organizations that had planned partnering with Maxey on some community events. These were told to be canceled. Paul would not like Maxey to grow roots in Philly if he could be gone. I bring this up to you because, guess what? I think it's inevitable here what's happening. I know I don't love it at all with the Tyrese Maxey news. Oh, it's not true. Oh, it won't happen. The NBA is ran by the asylum. The NBA is ran by these powerful agents. Anthony Davis wants to be with LeBron James in Los Angeles. Where's Anthony Davis? They make the moves. They make the calls. Now it's on Daryl Morey to make the right decision and to get him out of town for something of at least some sort of substance. That's the issue here. Because now it's very hard. Everybody knows, everybody's aware, the entire league understands that the package could be significantly smaller to acquire Ben Simmons. So you have to pick up the phone, possibly call Portland, but this time for CJ McCollum. I was actually starting to turn around a bit because I was conflicted with myself. If you can find a way to package a Matisse Thybulle draft picks with Ben Simmons as the starter for a player, a caliber of Damian Lillard, how do you settle for Sexton? How do you settle for D'Angelo Russell? Even though for the last 4 months I've been screaming you have to do it because you can't bring Ben back, I was just thinking about it in my head. That's all. I was just going through it objectively. Does it make sense? Is it something you can do? Now it's probably going to be something you have to do. But Daryl Morey, if there's anyone you want in this position, not that you ever want to be here, of course, but if you ever are here, he's the one that you would like at the helm, and we'll have to see. You know, the binoculars are really on now on this president of basketball operations, Daryl Morey. Not that it's easy, right? I mean, we might be saying this at the end. That's it? All right. You might be getting Buddy Hield and some pieces out in Sacramento. And don't tell me that that's fine. That's good. A spot-up shooter? What does this basketball team need? They need a guard that can dribble the basketball, that could facilitate with the basketball, that could play a two-man game legitimately as a ball handler with Joel Embiid. That's what they have to find, which makes me raise this question. Are they a championship caliber team with Ben Simmons? The answer is no. We've seen that over the last handful of seasons, that with him playing point guard and the spacing being absolutely boned, you are not going to succeed at a high enough clip in the playoffs. Don't tell me that you became the first seed with Ben Simmons. You play 90% style of basketball in the regular season. That doesn't mean a damn thing. It doesn't mean a lick in the postseason. So it's not the same. It doesn't relate at all. We've seen it for too many damn years. Are you a championship caliber team if you just get draft picks in return? No, you are not. Are you a championship team if you get Colin Sexton? No, you are not. So my point is, when you bring up all this, if you keep Ben Simmons, you're not. If you trade him for picks, you're not. And if you trade him for Sexton or some of these other teams, you're not. But you're getting back to playing 5-on-5 basketball, and that's been a focus of mine. You haven't been that. I feel we forget what 5-on-5 basketball is really like. But I am nervous about the Tyrese Maxey portion of this. I would like to think that maybe they could figure that one out. You know, maybe that one's not on the level of Ben, but there's a disconnect here. Nerlens Noel is shooing Rich Paul for an instance where he was not giving the proper information to Nerlens Noel about contract and money on the table. So he wants him out of there. Why? Let's go to L.A. Let's go to the West Coast. And we all talked about it at the time. Eventually, Ben Simmons, at the time of the draft and maybe a year or two in, eventually he's going to want to go out west. He's going to want to go out west. But you know what? I bet you he would be okay here if he just wasn't getting hated. But why is he getting hated? Because he doesn't shoot a basketball, and he is unaware of that. That's the craziest part of this all. He doesn't look in the mirror. He doesn't know as if you go to another city and everything's just going to be totally fine. Everything's just going to be all beautiful. Everything's going to be all perfect. It's not. It's not because you don't shoot a fucking basketball. Because you're in the NBA and you haven't gotten better. You have not progressed in an area that everybody knows you need to progress at. Just constantly nothing. And I heard the clip again of him after the game when things weren't going well in the postseason. I am what I am. It is what it is. Oh, what did Trae Young shoot? Yeah, exactly. It was D. Lynam and him going back and forth. And he was giving D. Lynam attitude as if she was in the wrong. As if she wasn't hitting firm, legitimate journalistic questions. It's perfect. Ben! 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 You're not doing what you're supposed to, Ben! Your offense is limited, Ben! You need to do better, Ben! Oh, what did Trae Young do? Oh, okay. What a loser mentality. Are you unaware, dude, that you don't shoot a basketball in the NBA and you're a joke? Yet I'm the asshole because after game one against the Wizards in the playoffs, I wasn't satisfied with 6-15-15 because my man ran away from the damn basket. He ran away from the basket, the only area that he could score, and he can't even there. He's not a point guard. He's not a power forward. He's not a center. He's not a small forward. He's not a shooting guard. What is he? Oh, he's a positionless basketball player. That works tremendously in this league. My ass. He might be a center. I was just fired up in that moment and screaming the scream. I didn't know what the hell was coming out of my mouth. He might be a center. Because he can't do anything else. And I don't even know if he can play back to the basket. It's a joke. He's got no touch. What the hell is Ben Simmons? It's a joke. That's what he is. What happens if you can only get Russell or Wiggins? D'Angelo Russell or Andrew Wiggins? Is that what you become satisfied with? I know right now everyone's in the comments or everyone's listening, thinking to themselves, who cares? Get whatever you possibly can. It's not that simple. It's not that easy. You got one crack at it to do the best you can. And guess what? This is potentially franchise-changing. Like, legitimately long-term franchise-changing. Serious, serious, seriously franchise-changing, depending on what you get. How much pressure is put on Joel Embiid? Joel has to start working that game. Hey, come to Philly. Hey, let's go. Let's go. Let's go win a championship. Because I watched... What, 6 minutes into the free agency period? Kyle Lowry went right to Miami. Oh, that happened in 6 minutes? There wasn't any tampering? Oh, what's that? The league's looking into the tampering? Yeah, exactly. Joel's got to push the right buttons here and utilize that superstar contract, that superstar talent, and bribe players to come to Philly. I'm not telling you that's easy either, but we're basically at that point. So, yeah, I mean, just real quickly, though, going back to how this works with Tyrese Maxey, I just have a bad feeling in my stomach. I love this kid. I was actually thinking about the other day bringing up this topic about just the trust level in Tyrese Maxey for the next handful of years and what you truly think he believes. I believe he could eventually. The problem is, and this ties together with the Are You a Championship Team, you have to basically admit you're taking a step back after this trade is made unless you secure a Damian Lillard. Even with the C.J. McCollum, you're not championship, I'm going to go win the title type of mode. It's going to take way more than that. So you have to admit you're taking a step in the backwards direction, even if Joel Embiid is striving forward and striding forward. That's really why we are so damn upset with Ben Simmons, because you stopped this. It's so simple to watch around the league and Lonzo Ball and Julius Randle just become better players and become a National Basketball Association player, someone that takes pride in their game, and they want to be the best version they can be. Instead of being satisfied, oh, what, Trae Young shoot? Oh, Ben, how many fourth quarter attempts did you take? Oh, how much money are you getting paid? How embarrassing are you? How pathetic is that? Oh, that's right. Let's go, Ben. It's crazy. Look yourself in the mirror and admit that there needs to be change. Should happen 5 years ago. What was I saying before that, though? With Tyrese Maxey. Yes, I was discussing how I could see him being a future with this team, being the traditional number one point guard, but with where you are taking a step back from championship mode, yeah, you'd have to realize that we're going backwards. We're basically second-year Ben Simmons. If you're thinking that in your mind, right, in theory, when Ben Simmons first got drafted, he had the injury, there was this timeline of him growing into a point guard. You're just hitting the reset button on the Ben Simmons, but now it's Tyrese Maxey, which unfortunately wastes where Joel Embiid is in his prime while he's healthy and at the best. It sucks. Oh, it really does. We have a billion anytime hotline calls for sure with the reaction. So we're really just going to fly into this and just react to the people throughout, because it is a crazy day. This was a bizarre day, right? You had the Phillies played last night, but just the Phillies 3.5 games back of the division, 3 games back of the wild card at the time of this recording. The Eagles made cuts, so they cut down to their 53-man roster. And here's Keith Pompey dropping a bomb on us. Now, here's the middle juiciness of the Inquirer piece. In a meeting with the 76ers last week in Los Angeles, Simmons told co-managing partner Josh Harris, president of basketball operations Daryl Morey, general manager Elton Brand, and coach Doc Rivers that he no longer wants to remain a Sixer, according to multiple sources. Sources said the 3-time All-Star also does not intend to report to training camp. A team spokesman declined to comment. Now, it goes on to talk about how after the game was over and the season was over, he was backstabbed and he was stabbed in the back by Doc Rivers. To me, come on, dude. Are you for real? Did you not see what happened? That's what's like eating me alive inside. If I make a mistake, you know what I do? I say, hi, I'm Broach. You know what I did? I fucked up. All right? That's what happened. It won't happen again. I'll do everything in my power to make sure I don't fail. I'm putting everything on the line, everything on the table to be the best that I can be. And if I make a mistake from there again, like if I truly maximize everything I possibly can, you make a mistake, fine. Accept it, though, and do everything to be better. He's not doing that. It's not Doc Rivers' fault for saying he doesn't know if you could be a point guard in a championship team. He's being honest. Doc Rivers, respectfully bring up to the media, you know, I need more ads to Tobias Harris, big time. He's got to be better and more efficient on both sides of the floor. I need more out of Seth Curry defensively. He can stroke the three. He can hit that long ball, but we need him to pick up that D. Tyrese Maxey at one point was one of our worst defenders on the team. He calls these players out, all of them. When it comes to Ben, all season long, all he did was coddle him. The whole entire organization did, though. But Doc Rivers called the media dumb, basically. Said we know nothing about the sport of basketball. Ripped the fans all season long. When we said, Doc, just wait, my friend. You're new here. We've been here. Joke's on you. After the game, he says, I don't know if Ben Simmons can be a point guard. I have no problem with Doc saying that. I have no problem with Joel Embiid saying, I think the turning point of the game was when we passed up the basketball underneath the basket. Instead of two, we only got one because, if you remember, Matisse Thybulle got fouled and had to go to the charity stripe. Ben, these are real, legitimate topics. Joel's not wrong. That's where things went wrong. Now, there's other problems throughout a game, and I can't believe that there's actually Ben Simmons stand still out there claiming that, well, Joel had 7 or 8 turnovers because Ben sucks at the point guard position. You have to be able to shoot the basketball and have the ball in your hands at the same time. If you cannot, you will not be able to succeed in this era of basketball. In this era where it's all about the threes and popping it from the logo, Ben can't be an effective point guard in fourth quarters with 3, 4, 5 minutes to go in a one-possession basketball game down the stretch. It's basic logic. It's simple X and O strategic conversation. No one did anything wrong. The fact that you feel that depleted inside, the fact that you feel so backstabbed, that's a personal problem. It's unfortunate, though, that the personal problem in the NBA that he has, when you work with Rich Paul and Clutch Sports, it could get ugly. Now, I wonder if Tyrese Maxey truly knows what's going on. Let's be honest with ourselves. If we're in the NBA and we have a chance to work with Rich Paul and Clutch Sports, knowing the pedigree, knowing the history, you're probably doing it. So he's probably believing and convinced, look, LeBron James, Ben Simmons, Anthony Davis, the top stars in the league all work for Clutch Sports. Why would I not? I'd probably want to associate myself too, because you get what you want. At the end of the day, Ben Simmons isn't mad that he's leaving. He's happy. This is what he wants. He's getting what he wants by working with Clutch Sports. Unfortunately, I think I see a scenario where Tyrese Maxey might be a bit brainwashed. But there's a major concern in my eyes for what happens with Tyrese Maxey. I know it shouldn't be this way. Don't tell me it shouldn't be this way. I know it shouldn't. I just also know what the results are more times than not. And by the way, there's plenty of fantastic results when you use DraftKings Sportsbook. The NFL is back, and DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL, is giving all new players a can't-miss offer for Week 1. Bet just $1 on any NFL game during the first week of the season and receive $200 in free bets instantly, no matter what. Take advantage of this limited-time offer right now. You heard right. DraftKings is giving all new players $200 in free bets instantly when you place a bet of $1 or more on any Week 1 game. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use promo code BROADS to receive $200 in free bets when you place a $1 bet on any Week 1 game. That's promo code BROADS to get your free $200 in free bets instantly for a limited time only at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, new customers only. In partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino, see DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. All right, let's get on over to the Anytime Hotline. I thank you all so much for chiming in. The phone number is 856-442-9805. It's active and available 24-7. Whenever you want to leave your call, show your frustration, show your happiness, show your anger, whatever you please on that given day about whatever topic is going on. All right, so let's fire it off here. A shit ton of calls. I'll do the best that I possibly can do here. Let's kick things off.
Well, I'm going to put my 2 cents on the Ben Simmons. I expected this to happen. I don't blame anybody except the media and the wrong-ass end of the fans. Am I an enabler? No. Yes, he needs to get good at the offensive side of the ball, but the only time I saw Ben Simmons really be offensively a stud was when Embiid was sitting and not playing, when he was hurt. That was when Ben was a lot different. I think the Sixers handcuffed Ben, and forget that 72% win rate. It doesn't matter. But what Ben Simmons was he's an elite everywhere else. And I think we messed it all up. And now Ben is going to push this trade. We're not going to get anybody good. And now we went from 4 power ranking to probably 14. That's how bad. So maybe there's a reason why in Philadelphia it takes 50 years to win championships.
What? What? I'm actually pissed off with that one. See, I can't stand it. I really cannot stand it. It's not the media's fault that Ben Simmons doesn't shoot a basketball. We have a professional athlete making $30 million. $30 million to work on his craft with a very special, unique skill set in this awesome league. And it's our fault for talking about something he doesn't do. Let's get this straight, that he doesn't work on. And it's our fault for talking about it. That's absolutely asinine. It really is. And by the way, you talk about how, oh, well, maybe this is why it takes 50 years. No, it takes 50 years because it's so fucking hard to win in major sports and in major professional sports. Why? Because everyone is so damn special. But then there's others who take the next step. They're rare to find. You have one in Embiid. It would be nice if somebody else could do it because they have the skill set inside of them to do it. They just won't. It would be nice to package that up together and go on a nice run. But no, Ben Simmons doesn't feel the need to. That's an embarrassing call, in my opinion. Like, how can you honestly assess what's happening here and say it's on the people talking about it? It's on the fans. He threw that in there, too. The wrong side of the fans. It's been 5 years. 5 years of my life. I'm 26 years old right now. We're talking about the first year I could drink alcohol was when we talked about Ben Simmons and actually improving. Are we really doing this? We're talking about if he can improve or not. We all improve in everything we do as human beings. You and your respected job, you're better at what you do now than you were 3 years ago. Why? Because you actually work at it. Because there's consistency and repetition and doing it over again and learning, actually investing in it, putting in the time to do it at a high enough rate to be efficient. But instead, no, I don't want to actually work on my craft. I don't want to take them in games. No, the lights are on. It'll be on Twitter afterwards. That was a bad way to start things off for me. My heart's beating fast. I'm sweating a little bit. It gets a little hot down here in my studio in the summer times. Might have to work in some air conditioning. I only have a heater down here. Although we're getting ready to transition into fall, so we'll be all right pretty damn soon. Best time of the year. Pumpkin spice coffee. Sweatpants, a hoodie. Football. Let's go. And then unfortunately by October, you start seeing Ben Simmons' face again. Just hopefully not here, and hopefully a West Coast team that I'll never see play at 10:30, and a team that stinks, too. Send his ass to Cleveland. Send his ass to OKC. I don't know. I don't care. Somewhere out there where he's going to be miserable. The thing is, it doesn't work that way because Rich Paul, Clutch Sports, will tell the opposing team, no. Absolutely not. You know, the other day I saw MKB, Michael Caskey-Bowman, good friend of mine. He does a great job covering the Sixers for CBS Sports. But he did tweet out that he's hearing from a team source that the 76ers would be okay with keeping Ben Simmons, and they're prepared to keep him through training camp. And that was about 4 days ago or so. And then you look at the Keith Pompey story, about when this conversation was had with upper management, the front office, and all the members with the Sixers. One side's trying to leak information while the other side is trying to play leverage game is basically what's happening here. There was something else the caller said, and I really forget what it was, and I don't want to go back and hear it, so I think we're just going to skip out and go to whatever's next.
All right, bros. I just maybe need you to clear something up for me regarding this whole Ben Simmons thing. Him saying he's not going to training camp. Just trying to understand one thing. The Philadelphia Sixers franchise has been nothing but supportive of this guy who has yet to learn how to hit a consistent jump shot. Now, I know the fans, we stuck behind him. We lived and died with him, trying to do everything we could to get him to hit free throws. Now, fans are finally fed up and starting to hit, you know, give him, you know, a little bit of dirt, a little bit of shade his way. Now he's saying he's not going to training camp. So is it because of the fans? You're telling me this guy can't handle the fans who are finally fed up over 5 years and can't hit a jump shot? Am I wrong?
You know what's crazy about this, too? You bring up an excellent point, how long it's been, but it's almost as if we are being looked at as crazy and wild that we are questioning if a player can play the sport without doing something that's so important in the sport, right? As if, whoa, wait a second. No. Are you for real? You're telling me? No, no. The Philadelphia fans, like if I'm Ben Simmons, the fans are wondering if you can succeed in this sport without shooting a basketball? They don't know a damn thing. Oh my. Oh my. And I remember what the original caller said, which pisses me off, but here we go. Oh, when Joel Embiid doesn't play, Ben Simmons leads the Sixers to victory. I'm paraphrasing, but Joel and Ben, stop it! One guy's almost the MVP of the damn league. One guy's giving you 40 and 12. He's giving you 40 plus points, 16 rebounds, and here's Ben Simmons. You know what? This whole, he leads the league in three-point assists. I'm done with that. Why? Because he doesn't take any himself. Point guards who give you a handful of assists because their teammates are hitting threes also probably take four or five. It's easy to lead the league in something when you don't do it yourself. It's August 31st of 2021, and I'm screaming about Ben Simmons not shooting a basketball. Let that sink in. It's our fault, though. See, he was really mad because of, not the fans, I'm sure that's a part of it, but because he got backstabbed by his coach. It's amazing to me, not being self-aware of what's happening. He doesn't even see it. I think that even makes it more frustrating. At least if you admit it, or at least you know something's wrong with my game. He doesn't even know that. How?
Pardon my language, bro, but we don't want that freaking coward showing up at the goddamn motherfucking training camp at Sixers fucking beginning of the season. On our motherfucking team, Ben Simmons can fly the fuck off for all I care. Pardon my language, man, but after that Hawks series, you know this town, we don't want him. If he doesn't want to show up to training camp, peace. Bye. See ya.
It'll be really interesting to see how Daryl Morey plays this. I'm somewhat now, though, convinced you'll be seeing the Sextons or the Malcolm Brogdons. It's going to be that tier of player, which I talked about how franchise-changing it could be. Yeah, I mean, Damian Lillard, it comes down to timing, right? If Dame Lillard wanted out big time, I think you would have already seen a deal done. If Bradley Beal wanted out big time, you'd already see this trade go down. So if this was a different offseason where players feel differently, if James Harden right now, let's say James Harden never demanded out of Houston, and right now is when he decided to do it, you would see Ben Simmons out of here. So because of the poor timing of Dame maybe being willing to stay in Portland, new coaching change, trying to freshen it up a bit there, and nobody else is actively saying, I'm demanding myself out of town, well, that's why you get the Malcolm Brogdons. And with all due respect to Malcolm Brogdon and some of these other players that are being discussed, it really hurts you. It's not championship 76ers anymore. It's good team 76ers. It's playoff 76ers because Joel will get you to the playoffs alone. It's not top seed Milwaukee Bucks, Brooklyn Nets, 76ers. 76ers are more sixth seed in that range. And not the sixth seed of last 2 years ago. Even that team might have been a bit better because what they did at home was ridiculous. It was a 29-2. Did they get to 31-2 at some point? Or maybe some of that happened to be when they were in the bubble that didn't actually count as home games at the Wells Fargo Center. We know it was outrageous. This team would never be able to put together a performance that way. So I'm actually convinced that it might be a package where we're not happy afterwards, but you kind of have to realize at the same time, what else are you supposed to do? Ben Simmons will be out of here. Will Tyrese Maxey too? See, the thing is, if it's Ben and Maxey at the same time, you'd have to imagine that there's something that you can at least be okay with and not really underwhelmed with. You would think. Daryl Morey, what do you got, my friend? All right, we'll take another one.
Yeah, Bridge. I don't understand where the basis for Ben Simmons to be upset with the team is at all. Like, isn't he the one in, like, completely in the wrong here? Like, how is he upset with the team or the fan? Like, Trinity, the fan should have been in the first place. But how would he be upset with the team for anything to not want to go back? Like, he's the one. This is all caused by him. I don't get it. It's just, I mean, if he's that mentally weak, we don't want him here anyway. It just sucks that his trade value is going to be next to nothing.
Yeah, it's going to be low, okay? It's going to be low, and you need to know that. And as much as we respect Daryl Morey, and he is regarded as one of the higher-ups in this league, and he ranks high on the list, there's always so much you can do. He's not a magician at the same time. He's upset with Joel, and Joel, he's been vocal to Ben Simmons before and to the media about how much he needed to shoot and how much that would add to the spacing on the floor and for Joel to go to work. We're yelling at a point guard. There are some out there, as we saw with the first caller, who believe that Joel Embiid's the problem here on the court, and it's not the one that doesn't shoot the ball. It's the one that does shoot the ball. Hey, the one that dominates every night, the one that was at the MVP race, and the one that showed up every single night and also had a meniscus tear that he battled on in the playoffs, it's his fault. The center that's in the paint and that operates right around the foul line extended and can play the three-point game as well and is one of the best defenders in the league too. Ben is. I'm going to give him respect there, but it doesn't outweigh the nonsense that we speak of today. Please. What do we got here? Ooh, I got the Phillies game on. It's the top second. Juan Soto just caught one at the wall. McCutchen almost went deep here. It's the first out of the second. All right, I can't get too distracted. This is probably a good time to somewhat shut it down. Anyway, I got to get ready to take my notes and watch this Phillies game. So I want to thank everybody so much for hanging out. Very stressful day, very emotional day, and we'll keep our eyes on everything. Thank you all so much, and I will see you next time.